It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day. How are you? Happy Friday. It is the 12th of the month, almost halfway through September already. Our temperature today, well, I think we're just going to barely reach over 100, if I recall, when I saw it this morning, you know. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. We're on 106.3, 106.5, 106.7. And, of course, you're always welcome to call into the program. You have a question you want to ask our guest? Just grab your phone. Pick it up. See, we have a nice phone line. You can call in 234-343-1065. Or if you're one of those people that like to just say, hey, Siri, send a text to, and of course, my phone just went off, 928-727-5566. That's our text line. And we use it in Bullhead on Mondays and Fridays for Speak Up 2.0. We use it Tuesday mornings for Common Ground and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for Speak Out. So if you catch any of those live shows and you want to text the host, 928-727-5566, you can do that. Our guest today, oh, by the way, it's a Fab Four Friday. So our music today, in and out of all of our commercials, what we call bumper music, will be the Past Masters, the Beatles. It was a July 88 album, CD, that they cut. And we're listening to the first volume. Welcome into the studio, Sergeant Charles Tresher with the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, who is the recruiter, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, were you jealous of Bullhead PD recently in the Academy graduation?
No, sir.
They had 10. 10 graduate.
Well, you don't know what we have up our sleeve.
Oh, okay. All right. So, as the recruiter, your job basically is to hire staff, hire deputies. And with 20 in yourself, you've kind of, you know how to do that, and you know what the job's all about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, let's talk about what are the requirements for John Q. Public if they want to become a deputy sheriff?
Well, there is a process. Basically, in the state of Arizona, you have to be 21 years old to be a law enforcement officer.
Now? And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When Rod Head became a deputy sheriff, his mommy had to buy his bullets because he wasn't old enough. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, things have changed a little bit.
Yeah, so now it's 21.
Yes, you can actually apply at 20 and a half, and you have to be 21 by the time of appointment. So okay. You would be going through an academy at a younger age, but as you graduate, you'd be of age for
okay.
The state.
Okay, all right. Any other requirements? I mean, high school diploma, obviously, right?
Yes, high school diploma or GED. If you have any college credits, it's always welcome and appreciated. And our process with Mojave County is you go into the Mojave County website under employment opportunities and look for a deputy sheriff position. Now, there is a little bit of a process for us. You would apply through the county, and it would give you a prompted application process that you go through. Once you get that completed, there's a second step, which is the Arizona Post, which is the basically governing board who issue us our opportunity and license to be a law enforcement officer.
Right.
Now, you log on to that, you create an account, and you fill out the process, the paperwork process through there. Once that's completed, you would get a post number and the ability to share that, and you'd share that with us and get us your post number. And that's a lot of the history, drug usage,
right.
Education, different things like that that are qualifying or disqualifying factors.
And those take time to fill out. That's not a two-minute application.
Correct.
Yeah, it's going to take some time, and it's got to be accurate.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Because we've seen all kinds of TV shows, and we've heard stories of people that 20 years down the line, they figured out that they lied on their application, and they were terminated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to take your time, and it's got to be honest.
Yes, yes, and that's a huge thing in law enforcement is your integrity. Your honesty, integrity is basically your name. You're based on that and how you handle things and how you do and carry yourself as a person, you know. And that's an admirable trait, and that's what we like to see in law enforcement. So there is some stuff in there to help us with that. So you do
right.
Fill all that out, and it'll tell you, you know, a lot of background and then references and different things like that. And then to solidify and confirm that, we do go through a polygraph process.
Sure.
In the hiring.
Yeah. And you're going to, you as the recruiter, I'm assuming, is the one who does all their background checking and making sure that they graduated junior high and what high school they went to and who was their third class in ninth grade and did they get that B that they said they got. You know, I mean, I'm going a little crazy, but you're the one that has to make sure all those T's were crossed and I's were dotted, like they said.
Yes, we do. I do help with that. We have a background investigator, and I'm basically help her along the process with what we need. Anything we need, like reviewing files of officers, or if we need to go to a job or anything like that, I would do the reviews. I would help to confirm that information. Yes.
Because you also are responsible for laterals, people that come from another agency into the sheriff's office?
Yes. Yes, I am. And we welcome the laterals, by the way. Anybody looking for an amazing opportunity, we have an unbelievable agency here. You have no idea what you're missing.
And they've sent you to a sales class, I can tell.
Absolutely not. No, I just I can genuinely tell you my enthusiasm and love for this agency is the truth. It's 100%. And I've learned over my years in other agencies and stuff like that. We have a Class A awesome agency right here.
And in your 20 years plus, what positions have you held in the agency?
So I worked for another agency, so I've done a variety of things. I've worked in the aspect of patrol.
Right.
I've done traffic enforcement. I was really, really into the DUI enforcement and education with that. I've worked on, with that agency, I worked in their waterway unit, and then diving. I worked in street crime, so we did basic investigations into in-depth drug investigations, search warrants.
Okay.
And then since I've been with Mojave County, I actually worked on the boating unit for several years and was our dive team leader.
Okay.
So I've done a lot of that with different investigations and aspects of the waterways, as well as negotiations with our SWAT team and just general investigations and patrol as well.
Okay. So you've had a good career.
I sure have.
And the one thing about a sheriff's office, and I'm not knocking our police departments at all, Troy listens, so I'm not saying anything bad about PDs, but you have a lot, you have resident deputies. I mean, you have a lot of opportunity within your agency.
We do. We have, our area is so vast. We have, you know, you could go from one aspect to the other and where you work, where you live, certain areas, city aspect or rural, either way. And the cool thing is we do check on duty from our driveway, so every deputy
right.
gets a take-home vehicle.
Yeah.
And so that's your office, that's where you're out of.
And that's because if it hit the fan, they're going to be calling you at home and you're going to strap on a uniform and go.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the good part about everyone having a vehicle, and like you said, their office right with them.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Let's talk about the testing for a new recruit. Guy comes in, he's filled out all the paperwork, you've done his background. Now what happens?
Well, once you pass all that, we give you an invite to test. And our testing is comprised of a written test. Generally in the morning, first thing we do is a written test. You're given a two-hour window to take that test. That test is basic knowledge of minor math, English, report reading, things like that, and following up on, hey, this is a question about that report or this incident or this evidence logging, things like that. And it's a general knowledge exam. You do not have to have law enforcement experience to do that and pass that. At that point, you're required to pass it at 75%.
Okay.
So you get 2 hours, it's 100 questions, you go through the test, you get a 75% or higher, and then you're invited back for a physical agility testing.
Let's talk about that. That's not a piece of cake.
No, the state actually has required a change. So as of January 1st, all law enforcement entities in the state of Arizona were required to adapt this change. So it is a completely, entirely new physical testing process.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it involves some running, some stairs, some jumping, fence climb, window climb, dummy drag, and then some more running at the end of it. So it's kind of like an obstacle course.
Okay.
And it is a timed course.
On that, the written test, when they complete that and they graduate, or they completed it and that they passed it, mm-hmm. are you giving them a packet for that physical agility test so they can kind of see what's going to be involved when they show up?
No, believe it or not, what we do, the way we do our testing, in the morning we test, and then you have, it's like I said, it's about a 2 hour window.
Right.
So usually 8 or 9 a.m. we start, then we give a nice lunch break, and then we invite them back for the physical that afternoon. So it's all in one day.
Careful what you eat for lunch.
light lunch.
Wow.
Yeah. So the thing is, you know, we understand that people have a living and they have a job, and it, you know, we're wanting them to be part of our team, but we got to be realistic and understanding. We can't spread this out over 2, 3, 4 days or something
right.
like that. So, you know, a lot of these people had to take a day off or make a change to be able to do this. So we like to try to kind of expedite things. So we do the test in the morning and then the physical in the afternoon.
Okay.
And then that leads to the third process. If you pass both of those, so you pass the written test and then you pass the physical, you're invited back for an oral board interview. Now, that would be scheduled for the next day.
Okay.
So we try to schedule it accordingly to availability and time. So we start in the morning and just kind of hand those out. And if somebody can't make that and they say, hey, I can't make it at 9 a.m., but I could make it at, you know, 11 a.m. or something, we do our best to accommodate with what we have.
Okay.
Now, if there's not always a chance that we can't accommodate, but we do the best that we can for these
people. Because you as the sergeant are going to bring in an oral board. You're going to bring in more
Correct.
People than yourself to interview them.
Yes.
And ask the tough questions.
Yes. Generally, our oral board is comprised of 3 sergeants that work for our agency.
Okay.
So we have to coordinate with them as well.
Yeah, they got to take time from their regular job to come and sit in an interview.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. So then we do the oral board, and you're scored accordingly. And if you pass that, then you're invited to, or you're handed a background investigation packet. So we give you a packet, and it's a lot more paperwork to fill out, right? That's what it's all about.
I mean, that's the job. Mm-hmm. That's the job. It's like people say, I want to be a firefighter. Yeah, but do you want to be an EMT? What's an EMT? I want to be a firefighter. That's 85% of your calls,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So, and as a police officer, any department, you're going to do a lot of writing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of that. It is. The police officer, for all the fun TV stuff that you see, there's that's a fraction compared to everything else that is entailed in the job.
Right. If you watch a TV show, if you really want to watch, you almost have to go back to the Adam 12 days where they went. And even then, in a half an hour, they probably handled 6 or 7 calls, but it was more realistic, I think, than some of the things we see today.
Yeah, you're going back, though, man.
I know.
A lot of these youngsters aren't going to even know that. Huh?
I don't even know what Adam 12 is.
Yeah.
20 past. Let us take a break. Speak Out 2.0. Each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, don't forget their annual meetings coming up on the 18th at the Arizona Anderson Fieldhouse. And we're also brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, where right now you can join them every Monday night for football. Yeah, in the grill. Check it out Monday night.
I'll always be true, so please.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their shade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road now through October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Tired of laggy video calls, drop connections, or streaming that stalls right at the good part? Say goodbye to slow, unreliable internet and say hello to TWN's 100% fiber that delivers the speed and reliability you need, plus unlimited data and affordable plans. From workdays to weekends, live life uninterrupted with TWN. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. 888-227-2095.
Every week, your community has something fun going on. So how do you find out all the happenings? Pick up a white sheet. Every Tuesday, a new weekly white sheet hits the stands at your favorite eateries and retailers. And the white sheet has more than entertainment. You'll read stories of local events, people, monuments, organizations, and fun. You'll also find good deals on goods and services. It's the all-around, get-around weekly information magazine. Pick up a white sheet today.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board and playing his incredible music every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. A nice change of pace for Sunday evenings.
Sunday nights just got smoother. Sundays with Sinatra from 5 to 7 p.m. Brought to you exclusively by the Anderson Automotive Group.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from Bullhead City. And we're with our guest, Sergeant Charles Tresher with the Mojave County Sheriff's Office. If you have a question, 234-343-1065, call us or text it. Want to make life easy? Text it, 928-727-5566. Sergeant, when they start the job with you, they've already started it into the retirement system, too.
Yes. Yes.
So absolutely. I mean, when you start in the academy, and you, how long is the academy?
The academy is currently 21 weeks.
So 21 weeks, and then they're going to go out with a field training officer. You're already building your retirement for someday. And what is our pay for the sheriff's office? Is it comparable with our cities?
Yes. Yes. Actually, our sheriff has gone to bat for us and has our back. And we've recently got a really, really nice reconfigured pay scale.
Okay.
Our starting wage for a brand new deputy in the academy from day one is $31.22 an hour.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's unheard of, and it's fantastic. And if you think about today's day and age, where are you going to get a job from day one you're putting into a retirement, and you're making that kind of a wage?
Right.
And you get to have the front row seat to the most fun that you're ever going to experience in a lifetime.
And that is so true. You know, when you watch a TV show around policing, they show you all the exciting things that's been scripted by a writer, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes those writers get their ideas from actual law enforcement cases.
Oh, yeah.
And, unfortunately, we saw what happened in Utah this week. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that sent everybody to the streets right away, and everyone jumps on board. So you don't know what's going to happen in a law enforcement career when you go to work in the morning.
Yeah, every day's a new adventure.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
But you have the training, and after your field training, you've now got the experience to be able to handle these things.
Yes, yes. The academy gives you the basics. The FTO program kind of teaches the ropes in a little bit custom to the agency itself.
Field training, right?
And, yep, that FTO, the field training. And And then once you hit the streets, you went through all this, and then you get your first day, and you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But then, you know, as you go, like anything. But I will say with specifically with this agency, our equipment is second to none. It's unbelievable what we have.
And you also just recently, I guess, purchased new traffic collision technology?
There's some of that. We have, so basically, let's start from the beginning. Everybody gets a take-home vehicle.
Right.
Everything is a four-wheel drive, either a pickup truck or an SUV. I mean, our guys are driving brand new F-150 crew cabs. They're driving brand new Tahoes, brand new Ford Expeditions. We're not talking, you know, bottom of the barrel. These are high quality, beautiful vehicles.
And it's always going to be that way. Because the chief or the sheriff or whatever has got to make sure his crew has the tools to do the job.
Yes, to do that, to be there, to get to the locations, be safe, all of that. So, you know, with these brand new vehicles, our firearms that are top of the line, top-notch stuff. All of our equipment is second to none. Everybody has a brand new laptop in their vehicle. It can do anything that you need that you would have. All right. The programs are in there. We're adopting Trax, which is a ticketing and accident system that's in the vehicle. You can scan the license, print the tickets. You don't have to write. It helps.
Yeah.
Our body cameras, the Axon, Taser Axon. The tasers, the technology and equipment that we have is amazing, and the stuff is second to none.
You probably heard this, where Bullhead Police Department I want to say it was about $1 million for this program that takes that body camera video and audio and writes your report.
Yes, that's the new program. It's Taser AI.
Yeah.
We're working on it. That's definitely a very strong likelihood that we're going to be adopting that in the near future as well.
Because from an officer's point of view or deputy's point of view, that saves them approximately 20 minutes per report.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. And every call they go on, I don't care if it's Circle K calling about a teenager stole a bottle of booze. I don't care if it's a robbery in progress or a traffic collision. They all require report writing.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. And so now that this technology is coming along with AI, and it'll just make everyone's day quicker.
You know, it's new for everybody, and we're all learning it. I think that it is cutting edge technology, and we're working to adopt it.
Oh,
that's
sure.
The plan. And you think about it, if it even gives you the base for your report, it's saving you, like you said, 20-30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you just do some modifications and add things that maybe need to be put in there or whatever it is.
When Chief Treves explained it during our city council meeting, if the AI has a question, it puts it in red. Mm-hmm. So when you look at your report, you now know those areas you have to go back and fix something before you read the whole thing and submit it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be the... It'll be common in a couple of years that everybody has that.
Yeah, yeah. But I could tell you that the company Taser and Axon, they're cutting edge. I mean, we just received some brand new equipment that we're going to be implementing, and some of that is AR headsets.
Wow.
So it's just like the Meta or the VR virtual reality gaming systems.
Yeah.
And this stuff is realistic as could be. It's real life training. It's giving you scenarios. You're set up on it. You can work through it so you can handle that, know how the equipment's working, know what you're doing, and it gives you, you know, it triggers your mind. It makes you use those creative thoughts and how to work through a process.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Let's take another break. We're half past the hour. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Yeah, it's almost like a home-type setting. Go check it out. It's premier. It's awesome. 928-763-1404. And Mojave Mortgage. That's right. If you want a loan, talk to the guy with the key to the vault. 928-288-2691. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their charade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road now through October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club goes country during the September course reseeding. Country Bingo, Friday night, September 19. The bingo games will benefit Make Bullhead Better and their October Community Baby Shower. Limited seating available, first come, first serve. Bring a pack of diapers for an extra free bingo card. Bingo cards $2, cash only. Doors open at 4:30, must be over 21 to participate. Come have fun Friday night, September 19th at the Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Always open to the public.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Arnold here. It's truck month at Bradley Chevrolet. Right now, drive home a new Silverado LD with 2.9 financing for 72 months or save up to $9,500 off MSRP. Plus, get an extra $1,250 in trading assistance. Need something bigger? Our Silverado heavy duties are rolling out with discounts up to $6,250 off. Don't wait. These deals won't last. Visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
Price on stock number 58656. Financing for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
Every week, your community has something fun going on. So how do you find out all the happenings? Pick up a white sheet. Every Tuesday, a new weekly white sheet hits the stands at your favorite eateries and retailers. And the white sheet has more than entertainment. You'll read stories of local events, people, monuments, organizations, and fun. You'll also find good deals on goods and services. It's the all-around, get-around weekly information magazine. Pick up a white sheet today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, 33 past the hour, about 28 minutes away or 29 minutes away from Sean Hannity. I have a lot to say today. Stick around. We're live in the Bullhead City studio with our guest, Sergeant Charles Tresher with the Mojave County Sheriff's Office. And he's the recruiter for years, the Sheriff's Office, and not so much since Schuster has been the sheriff, but let's go back a few years. The sheriff's office was kind of the training ground. They put people through the academy. They put them through field training. They got them out there in the streets. And next thing you know, they left and went to Kingman, Havasu, or Bullhead PD.
Yes, sir. That's that was the case.
And probably not so much now.
Oh, no. Nope. We are a premier agency, in my opinion. And I've been in this career for, I'm in my 24th year currently.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I started in the East Coast. And then I've been in this area now for about 20 years.
Okay.
And it's a completely different place. What has happened since Sheriff Schuster's taken over is it's done a 180-degree turn, and our agency, in my opinion, is one of the top agencies in this area. We're right there in pay with Havasu and Bullhead and DPS and technology and equipment and just the ability to do your job. Our administration is amazing. They give us the back.
Good.
They train us. They help us. We, in my opinion, we're one of the premier agencies here. If not, I don't want to be too boastful, but in my opinion, we're the best that there is.
I have a large studio, and his ego did get in here. It did fit. That's true, but I think you have to, because you are competing, in all honesty, with three police departments. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they all get together on a monthly basis, the chiefs, the sheriff, the captain from DPS, and probably some you know, Needles and Laughlin, too. Mm-hmm. You know, they all sit down, all the honchos sit down every month and talk.
Sure.
So the sheriff can't sit there at the table and have a lesser agency than anybody else in the room.
Absolutely. You and know? We don't.
No.
There's no doubt in my mind. We're right there.
And I think over the years that you're 100% right, that the sheriff's office now competes with the police department for personnel, you know, and maintaining them and you still need more. I mean, how what would you say you need to hire this year?
Well, I can tell you just lateral, since I've been here, we've probably picked up 6 or 7 from other agencies.
Right.
We're currently, you know, we would love to have anybody who's not sure or questioning that is a lateral. We would be more than happy to have them here, and I'd be happy to talk to them if they have any questions. But we are looking to hire, I would say, in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 deputies here, hopefully by the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Now, at that point, we do want to get more. We're to grow with what we need. We need to have 25 or 30 deputies with it, I would say, within the next 2 years.
Right.
You know, that's shooting for the stars and hoping we can do that and get that. But hey, that's the only way to be.
And that's 25 or 30 great careers. That's 25 or 30 people serving and protecting. And as much as serving and protecting are just two words that we're all used to hearing, that means you're out there touching the community, touching kids, touching families, making changes, arresting bad guys, working undercover.
Yeah,
you know, whatever you want to do, the ability is there. If you've seen it on TV, you can do it here in Mojave County too, just on a lot smaller level. And I think in the world of law enforcement, it's good to be in Mojave County.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Yeah. You know, our community supports us. Our people that live in these cities, they know us. They see us.
Right.
You're not going to find a deputy that doesn't have a great personality. You're in there grabbing a soda or getting gas. You know, I have a conversation every day, and I can tell you, I've watched our deputies. They do the same thing.
Yeah.
We're approachable. We're friendly. That's the mentality. We want to have that. We want you to know it's like that family mentality. That's you know, that's the sheriff's vision.
Well, and at the same time, you're that family guy that's raising kids, going to soccer games, you know, coaching.
Yeah, several of us. Several of us do.
You see the smile on his face right now. Involved in schools, involved in the community. Maybe you join the Rotary or Kiwanis or something, you know. And your career is law enforcement, you know. One of the things that I see is the fact that your pay in retirement, well, pay especially, has come up. You're not that training ground.
No, not at all. I mean, we're right there at the top pay with Lake Havasu, with Bullhead, with DPS, with any of the local agencies. We're talking like a dollar or so.
Right.
It's right, you know, apples for apples now.
And your guys all use the same academy, correct?
Yes.
Is in Havasu.
Mm-hmm. It's Walida. It's right there in Havasu. There's several entities that use that. But
tell our listeners what Walida is.
Walida is Western Arizona Law Enforcement Training Academy.
Okay. And that's all you agencies participating in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You probably have one person that is in charge of it from somebody agency. I know Treves was for years. But you all share in the teaching and the operation of it.
Yes. There is a sergeant who is the sergeant in charge, and that is currently Sergeant Sautner from Lake Havasu City Police Department.
Okay.
He's a stand-up guy, fantastic, and he runs that place great. And then we actually have one of our deputies. He's a RTO, recruit training officer there. Bullhead has one as well. I believe La Paz County has one in there.
Mm-hmm.
We've had them from Yuma and different agencies in the area. So basically anybody on the western side of Arizona is invited. Anyone is, really, but mostly the western side, just for logistically. Believe it or not, we actually have some Peoria officers there, and Peoria is starting to really look at it because this academy is, in my opinion, one of the top in the state. The training you get out of there, it's amazing.
Well, I know some of our staff go down and teach like a certain type of class, like Eddie Espinoza teaches DUI and, you know.
I've known Eddie when he was in the academy. I taught him DUI. Believe it or not. That's saying my age here a little, huh?
He's in here in a couple of weeks, and now he's got lieutenant bars on his shirt.
Oh, yes, he does.
And
proud of Eddie.
I'm going to remind him of that, you taught him DUI.
Oh, I did. Yeah. I did. I helped him a lot when he was new. A lot of questions and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah,
he deserves everything he's got right now. He's doing so well.
He's going to... He'll be in the corner office someday.
Yes,
definitely. There's no doubt in my mind.
Most definitely.
Longevity. I mean, when you start with the sheriff's office, can you kind of picture your career or how long you want to wear that badge?
You can. So there is a requirement to meet full vest in your retirement. So right now it is 25 years.
Okay.
Okay. But you can leave earlier if you had to. I mean, you know, if something else came up or whatever, and that retirement will stay. But you have to do 25 to get a full vested career. And then, yeah, there's so many opportunities. That's one of the things that I was kind of looking into is, you know, with our agency, you know, just some of them, you have Detective Bureau, you have a SWAT team. You have our scuba dive rescue team is second to none. I mean, we go all over the state and help people all over. We help Bullhead. We help up State Park, National Park Service, state parks. We help so many people. Our waterway division is another entire entity. Our canine program is it's good,
it's
and it's
huge.
Just getting better and better, you know, and we'd like to add more. There's several other different opportunities and careers, you know, I'm seeing in the future here. We have the drones, you know, for law enforcement, and that's starting to get more popular. And, you know, as the world evolves, law enforcement's evolving at a rate that it never has. And our agency has all that equipment, cutting-edge, new, top-of-the-line stuff, which is going to open doors for you.
Well, and for a young person that's in their early 20s or maybe just, you know, still in high school, some grandparent that's listening thinking that little Johnny doesn't know what he wants to do, well, grandpa, grandma, call him up and explain to him what a law enforcement career is all about. And do you get paid more if you come in with an AA degree?
No, there's no more incentive pay as of right now.
Okay.
But I will tell you something we have that nobody else has.
What's that?
We have the Mojave County Jail. We are in charge of the jail. Hear me out.
Okay.
You could be 18 and graduate high school and not know what you want to do. And we're going to hire you starting at, I believe it is 20. Give me a second here. I can tell you the number. But we're looking at $26.75 an hour to start at 18 years old out of the high school.
Right.
With benefits and a retirement. You come, you start in our jail at 18. When you're 20 and a half, if you wanted to be a deputy, all you do is put in the paperwork, go through that process. It's a little bit easier of a transition because
you're already
We've already got a
employee.
Background.
Yeah.
You're a county employee and stuff like that. And guess what? You've just got an introduction and a taste of what law enforcement's about and a great career at 18.
And in that 2.5 years, you've worked with a lot of bad people that are in jail.
Yes.
You have an education that is unmatched.
Absolutely. You know? And you've gotten to know a lot of the deputies. You know our paperwork process. You know how we work. So it gives you a little bit of a leg up.
Right.
And then you transition in there. So, you know, if we have these kids in high school or just out and they're not sure, this is a great opportunity to make some really good money, get a really cool front row seat, get to learn a trade, and then, you know, you say, hey, you know what, I've never thought of that. That's awesome. Now you want to be a deputy. We have somebody for life that's they're going to see, man, this place has it all for me.
Oh, yeah.
And
if you have a CDL, you can drive that big bus.
Yeah. That thing's wild, huh?
They brought it to my kids' expo this year back in March. And it was there, and kids were walking through that. They were like, this isn't my school bus is better than this, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you don't want to ride in this one.
No, that's not the bus you want to be on. You know, it's funny. That's so popular, that bus. It is cool, though, if you look at it. I mean, it really is wild when you see it. But
Well, it represents law enforcement. It can be full of bad guys.
Yeah.
You don't know who's riding in there. But, yeah, if you have a CDL, you could be the person driving that bus around.
Most definitely.
Yeah. All right. You talked about canine, and I've had canine officers in here, and I know that they have their own foundation that kind of funds the dogs and the food and the cages and all the other stuff goes with them. And now, finally, with all canines basically across the United States, there's a button on the deputy or the officer's belt that he can push at any point in time, and that canine comes out ready to work.
Yep, just like a key fob for opening your car to get into it. Same thing. It's on the belt. You just hit that button. That dog's ready. That's your partner.
He's there. And when he's in the car, he's watching that deputy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's ready, too.
Yes.
He's like, open the door, open the door, open the door. You know, that's going on the whole time in there. You've never wanted a canine?
You know, it's a big commitment, and I've got a lot going on. And, you know, some of these younger guys that don't have as much of a commitment or family or their family's understanding, accepting. I just, my position and my career path, I wanted to go a different route. But I tell you what, there is nothing like watching a well-trained canine and the handler. These dogs, I tell you, they call them fur missiles for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, and we tend to go with the Belgian Malinois for that, because they're just so obedient, great trained dogs, and they have a high energy, high drive.
Right. And I believe they get together once a week and train together.
Yes, they do. They do.
Because you have to keep them trained all the time. You have to keep them up on their, just like, you know, you have to qualify with your weapon each year, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, people have ongoing education, and the same with EMTs and paramedics and everybody. I mean, it's the way of the world anymore. You don't go to high school and say, I'm done.
No.
It continues.
You know, the day you stop learning, or the day you think you know anything, is the day to hang it up.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, in my time, I still learn something new. And I have an open mind to always say, hey, you know, this guy might be brand new, but you know what? He might have a different way of looking at it.
Right.
That is amazing. And that's one of the things with our agency. They're not shut off to that. They're not like, you know, let's hear what you got.
Right. So. Well, and with technology, some of the young people already know it all. They're already into it. They've been a gamer, or they've been building a website for mom or dad's business or something. So when they come into the agency, they're bringing a ton of experience in technology that is invaluable too.
Oh, my gosh, yes, absolutely. And you know, that's something that's really cool, because, you know, I myself was not much of a gamer or any of that stuff. So my guys always tease me. They always joke with me, like, because I'm the old man behind the you don't know what you're doing here, come here. But, you know, it's great to see that. And these young guys, yeah, they get it. They're just sharp, and they're on it, man, and they can pick it up really quick. And we welcome that. We love it. We want to see it.
What about promotions? How do you become from a deputy to a sergeant? Or is there a time frame or requirement or what?
Generally, it's a minimum of 3 years on.
Okay.
And then you have to meet a certain standard required by the department to be eligible to apply. And you write a memorandum of interest through the chain of command that you'd like to test for a sergeant or a higher. Then there's a testing process. And each one of those testing processes is a little bit different. They all do consist of generally either a written test or a project that they like you to do a presentation on.
Okay.
And then it's a panel interview with local entities. So for the sergeant's testing, we had to do a project of a scheduling, revamping of the schedule, and then we had a present that was one part. The other part was a oral board interview, and we had three lieutenants from outside agencies come in.
Okay.
And so it's not our guys that we know,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So fortunately for me, I was fortunate enough to know several of these gentlemen, so it wasn't as nerve-wracking, but
as it could have been. Yeah.
You know, you do a panel interview, and they ask you general questions on how would you handle this or how would you do that.
Right.
And it's real life. You know, what you would be in a supervision position and how you would work with your people and how you would handle that. So then you go through that, and then the next day you would, with our command staff, present do your presentation.
Okay.
And kind of go over it.
All right.
So then it's scored, and there's a list made. And then I will say that they're very – it's good because, you know, it's not traditionally like there's one, two, and three. It's the deputy that – is technically, I guess, if you want to call in third place, that doesn't mean anything versus the one in first. It's who fits that need and would work that job correctly and the best.
And I like it.
And they're good at it. They're really good at picking that.
Good. Let's take our last break. 10 minutes before the hour. 15 away from Sean Hammond. Or Sean Hammond. He'd love to know that I said that. Sean Hannity. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Perkins America Food Company, where right now they got pot roast breakfast skillets and a new trio breakfast starting at $5.99. And we're also brought to you by TWN Communications. Call 444-8232 and ask them, what is it like to get fiber and how much does it cost? There's five plans.
Baby says she's mine, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she said so.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club goes country during the September Core 3 seeding. Country Bingo, Friday night, September 19. The bingo games will benefit Make Bullhead Better and their October Community Baby Shower. Limited seating available, first come, first serve. Bring a pack of diapers for an extra free bingo card. Bingo cards $2, cash only. Doors open at 4:30, must be over 21 to participate. Come have fun Friday night, September 19th at the Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Always open to the public.
Ready for reliable internet right to your home? 100% fiber internet from TWN delivers the speed you need with unlimited data, affordable plans, and local service you can count on. From video calls to movie nights, live life uninterrupted with TWN. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Call 888-227-2095.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Every week, your community has something fun going on. So how do you find out all the happenings? Pick up a white sheet. Every Tuesday, a new weekly white sheet hits the stands at your favorite eateries and retailers. And the white sheet has more than entertainment. You'll read stories of local events, people, monuments, organizations, and fun. You'll also find good deals on goods and services. It's the all-around, get-around weekly information magazine. Pick up a white sheet today.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. It was 24 years ago when a normal day in America turned to be a day that will never be forgotten. The day, September the 11th, 2001, the day America was attacked by terrorists. Please join me here on this station for my special 24-year program, Remembering 9/11. Please join me.
This Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. on KNTR Talk. Brought to you by Tri-State Equipment Rentals, Salmon's AC, and City Maytag.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. It is 6 before the hour, and we just got a couple more minutes here left with the sergeant. And, Sergeant, you have a phone number for your office if people are listening and, like, if there happens to be a grandparent listening to the program thinking, maybe little Johnny wants to do this. He should be a cop. He would be a good cop. How do they get in touch with you if they want to call your office and just, you know, chat with you?
Well, I can tell you, we do have a phone number, but it's going to be easiest if you just go on the Mojave County website.
Okay.
You know, just go onto that. It's going to have a lot of stuff that you can ask and answer and stuff like that. I do, and I might be too brave doing this, but I can give out my – I have a work number, and I am
okay.
I'm more than happy to talk to anybody that wants to know about the recruiting or anything along the lines of that. So my number is going to be 928. 727-2315.
Okay.
So you can reach out to me, and I text on that. Text maybe preferred method. Sometimes I'm busy and it's hard to get back.
Yeah.
But if call or text, and I'd be happy to answer any questions, or you know, if they have a loved one or anything like that that they're interested in to talk about it, let's hear it.
And you probably have information that you could email somebody that you've been reading and we've talked about here.
Oh yeah.
Like a sales brochure, almost.
Yes. You know, actually, which is really cool, is on the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, we have a Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
There is a step-by-step video on the application, the process, and how to do everything that we've explained.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
So you go on there and just
did you build that?
No. Well, no. I had a little bit of input on it, but no. We have somebody who does our PIO who does some amazing work,
oh, okay.
and she helped with that. And then actually one of our deputies is really good at doing stuff like that and video editing.
Good.
And, you know, so they did that.
See, when they have that technology, it works out.
It sure does. Yeah. It sure does.
What else you got?
Well, I just kind of wanted to sum everything up, you know. You know, if you're looking for a career in law enforcement, this is where it's at. We have an amazing, friendly working environment. It's family-oriented. Our culture is just that. Everybody looks out for everybody. Our administration is more supporting than I've ever seen. So
good.
They're awesome. They understand. You know, we work with you. You're trusted to do your jobs. You have freedom and discretion. You don't have to ask favors or permission or anything like that. You're trusted to, you're given a job, and we trust you to do it.
You know, and the sheriff has talked about that when he's been in here. Doug has talked about the simple fact that you've kind of upgraded the vehicles because it is that deputy's office.
Yeah.
They need to be able to do a lot of stuff from just the inside of that car.
Oh, yeah. Our equipment is second to none. Great vehicles, great stuff. Our uniforms, we just changed to the tanning.
That's green. Right.
Yeah.
Now you look like deputies.
Yeah, our outer carrier vests, fantastic. You know, we have a great tattoo and beard policy. You can wear them. There's guys with full sleeves.
Yeah.
If you're considering an opportunity, it's a great agency. Hands down the best in the area. We love laterals, so if you're thinking, if you want to just keep it and have any questions, by all means, reach out. I will do whatever it takes to make it happen for you if I can.
And that's part of your position, too, is stealing laterals.
Well, of course it is. And why would you want to stay with the rest if you can come to the best?
Oh, wow. Okay. You got all your lines down. You're ready here. You're the sales guy for the Mojave County Sheriff's
Office. Hey, I got to be quick on my feet.
Yeah.
Another little tidbit. Over the next 7 years, there's... due to attrition and just people, you know, regular
movement,
there are going to be several opportunities for advancement and things like that. And if you come in as a lateral and you have something like that and you put a little time in, there's an opportunity that you're going to advance quick.
Yeah,
you know,
get the background.
Yeah, yeah. And the money's there. The job. I mean, what else are you going to get in this area it's basically everything in one?
Start at $31 an hour.
$31 an hour and 22 cents from day one in the academy.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're looking
forward to
it.
Sergeant, thank you so much for coming up.
Yes.
His office is in Havasu.
Yes.
We get to enjoy our Bullhead traffic today.
Yeah, it's good.
Yep.
Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it. And,
thank you.
Keep it in mind, anybody, if you're looking.
All right. A couple things to tell you about right now going on the River Valley Community Theaters group has a play going on right now at the Optimum Center. Last night it started. Tonight it's at 7 o'clock, and it is called You Must Meet My Wife. That's the name of the play. Any questions, go to their website, rcctp.org, and you can also get tickets there. Tomorrow in Bullhead City we have the Mapped Recovering the Park at Gary Keith Park. That'll be at the John and Olivia McCormick Pavilion. So check that out tomorrow. It kicks off at 11 o'clock until 1. Any questions, call Carol Finkelstein, 928-201-2582. I'm back on Monday with Andrea Burris from the Mojave County Mojave Mental Health. Everyone have a great weekend.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.